Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Hi, Adriana. This is Krishna. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm calling because I was speaking with someone and they transferred me to a supervisor, and then they just hung up on me.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Can I have your zip code?
It's 94553.
94553?
Yes.
First and last name?
It's Krishna Clement.
I see an account matching your name. Could you verify your address?
631 Ariba Street, Martinez, California, 94553.
All right, give me 1 second to see if I can pull up your account.
Okay.
So there was a purchase here for our KitchenAid mixer. Let's see.
So what I was trying to explain to the last person is that when I saw the ad online, it said that the KitchenAid was $1.95, was $1.95 due to the fact that the government had seized these extra KitchenAids. So when I look at my statement, I'm seeing I'm being charged like all of this money, and I'm saying that's not what it said, because when I ordered the KitchenAid, it just took me to the site where I just put in my name and address, and then they would send it to me. That was it. So I'm being told that this is a membership and that I'm being charged two different things. I'm being charged a membership fee as well as for the KitchenAid. And I'm saying, no, that is not what it said online. It didn't say anything about a membership. And so I told them, I said, I don't want this.
Okay, so the account is already canceled. Since it was the same day order, the charges, I can go ahead and void them out as well. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Will they? Are they going to do both charges? Are they going to fully refund both charges?
So I can only refund the most recent charge of $56.95. A month has already – well, not a month. I'm sorry. The $7.95 was for shipping and handling. That's why I can't refund that one. I would have to get you transferred over to a supervisor.
But you can refund the $56.95 because it just –
Yes, ma'am. I can refund that one, but the shipping and handling, they don't let us do refunds on that one because it's sent to the postal company, and that was on the 13th, and today's already the 18th, so they already shipped out the product, so that's really why they don't let us.
So let me ask you a question. So you're saying that the product got shipped out because I haven't seen nothing yet.
Yes, let me check.
And the price that they're charging is not what it said.
So it was stated in the terms and conditions that you initially had to pay the shipping and handling for the product. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain amount of time, they were going to bill you the full amount of the item.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do tend to look over the terms and conditions, though, but it was stated there.
Okay. But can I say, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, when I clicked on for the site, all it took me to was where you put your information to order, your name and address, and then you put your card in, your information. That was it. I never received anything about saying anything about shipping and handling, membership, none of that. None of that showed up. So all of this stuff that's being said to me is new. I never even saw that on the page. So they're not including that. They might think they are, but it's not showing up.
Okay. So I'm happy to get you.
So that was my concern.
Okay. So I'm going to go
ahead. But I do want to cancel. I do want to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to my supervisor so that they could further assist you with getting that $7.95 refunded.
Okay. So let me ask you a question before you transfer me. Will you give me some type of a code so I know that it's been reimbursed, or so I know?
Yes, ma'am. You'll also receive an email within 24 hours, but I have a transaction ID number for the refund. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
724-767-7872.
So 724-767-7872.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I would like to speak to a supervisor because I just want them to know that I didn't get this information. And so I don't know if other people are getting it too, or not getting it as well, but I'm just more so concerned about myself because this stuff didn't show up.
Okay.
So I had no way of reading to know that there was, terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to get you transferred over now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.